see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. The air is acid rain. Rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about, Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome, here we go, on a Monday. My name is Thomas Gambill, and I am the host of this program called Watchmen for Jesus. Welcome on this Monday morning, Monday afternoon. Family, today and all this week, it's about protection. It's about reality. I know there's a lot of activities planned for the April and May in various different places. The government, the economics, world financial reset, hurricanes, tornadoes, and earthquakes is on the big screen right now. Revolution in D.C. for the March and May the 16th time frame. This week I'll be breaking that down for the main players. A lot of fear-mongering that's going on to get the vets. I'm a veteran, Marine Corps veteran, and veterans, there's a whole lot of lying going on about you out there. I know about the suicides, 20 per day, 22 per day. It's being orchestrated. Technology, psychotropic drugs, 20 to 30 per day people take. The Marines take, the Army, the other veterans. They take these psychotropic drugs by design under the guise of it's helping you, but it's not. The voices in the head are voice-to-skull technology. My website shows you, watchmenforjesus.com, in the archives, and under the articles and newsletters, you'll find a study I've done on suicide conspiracy. It's there. You're not being told the truth about this real conspiracy at all. And your highest level, your Wesley Clark, your Jerry Boykin, the presidential staff, many of your joint chief of staff, man, they're not on your side. This is a secret society, Illuminati, Jesuit. Now, I'm going to talk about that all this week. Today, I'm going to start off with just laying some of the groundwork. I have some new listeners, I do suspect, but family, this conspiracy is so well conceived. But what they're not telling you is they lose. This is a supernatural war that we're in. Those that are agnostic, atheists, those who have their own form of religion or whatever, you will always have questions and you will never get any answers. And you'll find out every answer you give, if it's based on academia or research, will be incorrect and will leave you wondering, still, I don't know what's going on, because it is a supernatural war that we're fighting using secular weapons, humans, as pawns. I mean to tell you, it doesn't matter, seriously and literally, if you have a Harvard professor or a Yale professor, it doesn't matter, or a four-star general, if they don't believe in God, the true God, man, they're way off track and have no clue what their world is about whatsoever. Doesn't matter how many training courses he's given and the TBS or Staff College, whatever. It doesn't matter. If he's a Harvard professor, been there for 20 years, it doesn't make any difference. He will never understand his world unless he understands the reality of God. This is not some, you know, placating comments I'm making. These are reality. The truth is about the supernatural. And that's what's orchestrating these entire events. Goals, agendas, use as pawns in a game. But this game has severe consequences if not played properly. Doesn't matter what you believe. It matters what is. I can be on a train track and believe all I want to when I turn away from the train coming that I just don't believe it's going to hit me. You know, I just don't think it's going to happen. But that train, it got other ideas. My thoughts do not create my reality. And not one New Ager out there can prove otherwise. Not a one. They claim it. They go to the Guru sessions, the Manu sessions, the festivals, Wesak festival, whatever. Eat funnel cakes and dance around the maypole, all they want to. But here, your thoughts are not going to change your reality. Reality is, when you were born, you landed in a supernatural world. And when you landed in flesh body, you were natural. We're born a sinner. The sin gene was passed on from Adam to Noah to the rest of mankind. This is a reality. Quantum physics is reality. It's all connected to the world that you do live in. Jesus Christ is the only way. He's the only one that's got your answers, and through that, through the Holy Spirit. It's supernatural. It's real. It's not some philosophical notion. This is the bottom line of everything going on today. Everything. You will not find one event that's not connected to this one conspiracy and this one truth about Jesus Christ. Satan is prince of this world, and the fallen angels are real. They're no aliens. They're fallen angels. I mean, everything is connected. Now, I can demonstrate that very easily. You know, but you got so much deception out there to keep you distracted and keep your eye off the ball. What's the ball? It's about becoming saved and born again through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. And there is no other name. Oprah is wrong. Billy Graham is wrong. You do have to know the name of Jesus. Billy Graham says you don't have to know the name of Jesus now. He's changed his tune. He is criminally incorrect. Matter of fact, most all of them now are changing their tune to the emerging new age, the emerging church. And it's like a notice was sent out to them all. That's why they're changing their tune, like Osteen, Joyce Myers, Rick Warren, all of them. Joyner, I just name them. All of them. Every one of them. The idea is a one world order. It is coming. You see. But it's being delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed over the ages, actually, by a very patient and loving God. But I'll tell you what, the more we turn away from Him, His patience is going to wear thin. And when you start changing the laws to go against the Bible, man, look out for that ball peen hammer coming your way. Because it's going to hit. When they change the laws to go against the Bible, therefore taking away the opportunity of the human to make a decision because the laws say otherwise, you can better believe judgment will fall upon that nation. And we are changing the laws. Euthanasia for children, euthanasia for abortion being legalized, marijuana being legalized, same-sex marriage in 18-plus states moving right along. And it's by design to change the laws, knowing very well that God will turn away from that country. They plan to take us down beginning in 1945. I can give you the objectives. It's not a problem. I can tell you who's doing it, too. And the only reason I'm telling you that is because it is quantifiable, identifiable, and specific. It's not some kind of generalized statement I'm making. I can give you the exact things, but the only reason I'm telling you that is to let you know that they exist. It's specific. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now. And then I'm going to get into a little breakdown. It'll probably take about an hour. I may have some new people, and I'm going to down a little bit what this is about. Then I want to talk about the USA Revolution that they're trying to play with for about the sixth or seventh time in our history. The secret society has been trying to cause a revolution in America for the longest time. It's not Arabs or Jews. Secret societies. Our own countrymen under the influence of the secret societies in Europe. They've got us completely off track, long way away from looking at the real perpetrators. Completely in a 180 direction. That's what it's all about. So we'll talk about that. If I don't get it today, it'll be part two tomorrow. Then we'll talk about protection of children, because they're the ones targeted. Why? Because that's the future. And they don't look at just the children right now, today, on this day. They're looking at these children being the parents of the next generation that they're going to control, according to them. They look generations ahead, not just right now. They plan 100 years in advance. You understand this? In the case of America, they were planning about 400 years in advance of what they were going to do. Now you sort of getting the idea? 1873, Albert Pike had already planned three world wars that took place. Two of them did. One of them was going to in the century, 21st century. 1873. They already planned the three world wars of the 20th century. And the third world war is supposed to take place on the 20th century. It's been delayed 14 years. It's supposed to have taken place around the year 2000. They tried to kick it off in 1962. Y'all getting the idea here? How far in advance they plan this. This is serious business, family, and they're getting ready to pull it real sneaky here shortly, like in May 16th. I don't know, they call it extortion, call it forcing the president to resign. Of course, the president and the secret societies work together anyway. They're playing a bait and switch on you. That's all they're doing. If they were to say, we're going to 1 million downtown, you know, D.C. or whatever, 1 million veterans are going to march. Now, the 1 million veterans, probably most of them really think they're doing the right thing. They don't understand they're getting set up. Your Quayle and Rykoff belongs to the CFR. That is the Illuminati. He's running the activist groups for veterans that are to reduce the number of suicides per day of our veterans, 22 per day. And he's up there at the activist group trying to, you know, work on programs to reduce the number. But wait a minute, he's a member of the CFR, stands behind Palin. He's dirty. Korkesh, Alex Jones, a whole lot of them. Family, you're being played. And they want to do another bonus army, get you all mad and angered, so you'll show up. And so they have demonized, rightfully so, the Obama administration, and demonized Bush and Clinton and all the rest of them. In this case, it's Obama. He's playing this role, is scripted out. It's all a game, family. A very serious one at that. And then they'll bring in Rand Paul or somebody in the interim like Kerensky. And, you know, and of course, if Obama's the bad administration, that's called the dialectic. It's all set up for that, where they play the bad guy and they're going to push him at the bad guy. It's all a reality show, really. Be scripted out. So if Rand Paul comes in, oh, he's got to be the good guy. Well, no, he's not. Ron Paul is Rosicrucian, secret society. You're exchanging the rat for the mouse, the hamster. You're the pot for the kettle. There's no difference. It's called the dialectic. They control both sides. They're both liars. Both sides. If they're a secret society member, they've taken a blood oath against you. Freemasons, Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, and matter of fact, they've taken a blood oath against their fellow man. Fellow brotherhoods, also, the lower level degrees are against. They're using them. But, yeah, here's the rub. All of the Freemasonry, 33 degree and any others, above and below, will be executed by the Illuminati. This is their planning process. Chapter 15 of the protocols. They are going to eliminate all secret society members once they have total control. If I was a Freemason, I'd be concerned about that. Because it will happen. And they will lie to you at the 33rd degree. They will lie to you because they're told to by Albert Pike and his morals and dogma. And you're stuck. You already know the blood oath. You always lie to the lower degrees. Like there's a Santa Claus. Well, they tell you certain names of symbols and all that. They don't tell you what at the highest degree what the real symbols are till you prove yourself. So they're lying to you. Well, it's necessary. No, it's not. They're using you. The first 3 degrees are expendable, according to them. They're just trying to find the ones that they can use later. The others they don't care about. It's a cutthroat organization. That sums it up. I'm warning y'all. I'm telling you. You need to look at it for yourselves. Goes up to 33rd degree is pure, undesolated evil. You can't even imagine. Every 33rd degree Mason and above. They do good deeds, make themselves feel better, pat themselves on the back, because the conviction of God comes down upon them for the acts they commit. So they got to do something to make them feel better about themselves. Yeah, you see. So the good deeds come in. Mm-hmm. Doesn't do a bit of good because God's going to judge them hard. Like a 10-penny nail in a bucket of sand and a ball-peen hammer going to drive it down deep. Nothing they can do until they renounce the blood oath, repent of the sins they committed, to God and God alone through Jesus Christ. Otherwise, they're bound for hell. That's a promise and a guarantee through the scripture. No matter what they do, Until they do that, they're doomed. And then they doom four generations of their own family down the line. That's in the Bible. It's true. King James Bible, by the way. The only one. Let's dedicate the broadcast. Let's get down to it. We got a lot to cover today. We got a lot to cover this week. Lord, we come before you today, Lord, in our prayer. We dedicate this broadcast, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray the blood of Jesus around us, Lord, today. Rest of these broadcasts coming up. We pray the blood of Jesus around all those listening today and their families to protect them from the attacks that they may be receiving. Lord, we know that the Word of God is powerful. And Lord, sometimes we slip, sometimes we forget, sometimes we get lazy. But Lord, we need that Holy Spirit sometimes to kick us in the butt, Lord, to put us on the right track, to give us that conviction. Lord, because the times are getting hard. We know, Father, when the Holy Spirit's moving, so does Satan move too, because he knows his time is short. Lord, we know he focuses on those that have those prayers answered. It's been living righteous, Lord, that's been repenting of sins. That, Father, that's the ones he focuses on. Father, we do pray for our family members, those that's been touched by this dementia, by Alzheimer's, by this autism, Lord, that these vaccines that's out there to be rendered null and void. Father, we know that the attacks have been ongoing. And Lord, we pray that you bring in that healing process for those in the minds and bring families together, Lord, not pick them apart as Satan is trying to do. And to cause division. But Lord, we do know that the Word of God in itself causes division. But Lord, to give us that courage, give us those words that we can spread that gospel to local, to family members that's with us, to those in our local areas, and Lord, in divine appointments, whether it be on the internet or phones, that Lord, that you accept those divine appointments that we'll be able to spread the gospel and to witness to others that we're close to. Lord, we pray for veterans. Lord, to bring to light the truth about these suicides that's going on. And Father, we pray for children, the ones that's being profiled, identified for abduction, for these sacrifices coming up in this April and May time frame that we know, Father, is going to get pretty tough. Lord, to give comfort to families that's lost their loved ones. And Father, to help gather back to them. Have some to escape, Lord, if it be your will. And protect the ones that's being targeted. Lord, we pray for our leaders. That, Father, they'll have a change of heart. That they will start blowing the whistle on the truth. And blowing the whistle against the lies that's being told. That, Father, give them protection. When it happens, Lord, they get identified and targeted. And, Lord, we pray for the preachers, the rabbis and the priests to come off those pulpits and get with the people to bring the true word of God to the King James Bible, to those, Father, that are there to hear and are seeking the truth, that they pull away from religion and get with Jesus. And Lord, we know that this is the way. And he is the way, the truth, and the life, and there's no other name under heavens by which one can be saved is through Jesus and Jesus alone. That's why, Father, we pray in the strength of his might to put on the full armor of God. The Lord, we can stand against the schemes of the devil and his fallen angels and his demons. So we know, Lord, that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but our struggle really is against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of the darkness of this age, and the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, Lord, to lead us and direct us in putting on the full armor of God and to pray the full armor of God around us and to stand firm against the attacks that's coming. That's why, Father, we pray. Pray hard all this week, Lord, that some will be fasting and some will be praying. And, Lord, to take down the strongholds of the evil that's around us. And to bring the awareness of the supernatural so, Father, they'll know who they're fighting. It's not of carnal, but of supernatural. That's why, Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I was in the military for about 12 years as a captain, commander, and my infantry, or I was an infantry commander. I had other administrative jobs and such and such and such. But I know before you fight any kind of war, you got to do a good intelligence estimate. You got to know what the dickens you're fighting and who you're fighting. Because if you don't, you will lose. And yet, it's not time to live in fantasy. You don't want to take a slingshot to a gunfight. Not going to work. You don't show up with 5 troops and they've got 100. That's not a good idea. That's bad idea category. Your overwhelming force in this case is spiritual warfare. You got to know what you're up against. And man, I tell you what, y'all aren't being told the truth. At all. In most all areas. Now, I'm going to discuss that here and let you know what you're really up against. And I can't cover it all. It'd take like 6 hours, I guess. So what I try to do is summarize it down to, you know, where you kind of have an idea. And I never really know in what new folks I have, because if I jump right into it, so the new folks are going to say, what in the world? They're going to think they fell into a briar patch. So I want to break it down very simply, if that's at all possible. I do know that there's a lot of people starting to show up that are really wanting answers, because they, inside their spirit, are telling them they're not getting it out there. Now, those that don't know about the supernatural, don't care about the supernatural, disbelieve in the supernatural, they will remain to be lost. They will always have questions about why this has happened, why that's happened, and so forth. And their education, degrees, and positions, and heck, Joint Chief of Staff, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. Applies. Now, they have different methods, goals. Let me explain this way. There is, in fact, as documented, a worldwide conspiracy that is orchestrated by a tribe of genetically related individuals. And this includes many of the very wealthy, politically powerful corporate elite of the world, as well as members of so-called black nobility of Europe. Now, their main goal is to create a one-world government, a one-world government stripped of nationalistic and regional boundaries. But before that can happen, one of their mottos is order out of chaos. They create the chaos, help spring the order. You can't get order out of order. You need to cause a situation, an incident, to cause people to respond. And then you provide them the solution. It's called the dialectic. So when everybody is divided, going all the way back to Nimrod, when he changed the languages till today, it goes a long way back. Satan took those divisions and set up all the way through the generations of mankind, supernaturally. Now you see what I mean. If you don't know about the supernatural, you'll never understand the dot connecting. So you take all the divisions, different countries, races, creeds, colors, kinds, whatever, and you cause them to fight each other. And you control by war. They found was the best way to control people. So once they get to the point that people are tired of fighting, because they're causing wars anyway, you're going to want what? You're going to want peace. Then with peace, you still provide the control. I'm going to get specific as we move along. So then, to bring a one-world order, then what have you got to do? You have to strip down nationalistic regional boundaries at one point when you're ready to bring it in. Strip down the family unit. Take it away from what God intended and create something else entirely. Strip down all the flags. You can't have separate divided people when you want a one world government. And you only can do this. They tried to do this in 1943. So Brock Chisholm sums it up in the quote he gave after 1946, because 1945 is when they planned to do this. That would be leading to the final war, World War III, between Islam and Zionism, which would lead to the New World Order, and finally to Lucifer as a king despot of the universe. Man, we're there. But Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, in 1946 to 48, World Health Organization, he was director. He sums it up with this quote, beginning in 1946, because remember, that's when they're going to bring it all together, target the United States to take it down. Quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Unquote. That little simple quote sums it right up for you. It's organized, it's planned, orchestrated, and there's no way around that. You can deny it, you can run, you can get mad, you can insult, whatever, you know, whatever. You can go pick apples if you want to. I don't care what you do, but you won't disprove what I've just said. It is slam doggone dunk, man. Slam dunk. And these folks ain't nothing but evil. A Knights of Malta, evil to the absolute core, Mandela, said, I quote, the new world order that is in the making must focus on the creation of a world of democracy, peace, and prosperity for all, unquote. As a lie. Because, see, the Knights of Malta is a Luciferian organization. It's based on Lucifer. Morals and Dogma confirms this on the secret societies. Mandela was in prison for his protection because they have inner squabbles of the Illuminatis on both sides of the ocean. Mandela couldn't hold a candle to Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was a real thing. Mandela was a murderer. Martin Luther King was a real peacekeeper. Can't compare the two by no stretch of any imagination. I got a lot more to talk about here. I'm going to lay the groundwork. Quotes, dates, times, people, places, everything. I'm just getting it right down to understandable level. Coming from the horse's mouth. Richard Gephardt, Wall Street Journal, 1990, September, said, I quote, "We can see beyond the present shadows of war in the Middle East to a new world order where the strong work together to deter and stop aggression. This was precisely Franklin Roosevelt's and Winston Churchill's vision for peace for the post-war period." Did you get that? You see what he said? You hear what he said? "We can see beyond the present shadows of war in the Middle East to a new world order where the strong work together to deter and stop aggression. This was precisely Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill's vision for peace for post-war period." Now, what did FDR really say as documented? Here's the real FDR, March 4th, 1939. And this is summarizing. It is representative of every president we've ever had, with the exception of Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK. And all three of those have something in common. Here's what the real FDR said behind closed doors on March 4th, 1939, 2 years before Pearl Harbor, and 6 years after a military coup was planned that failed by a whistleblower named General Butler of the Marine Corps, blew the whistle on a military takeover of the government 6 years before this quote. 2 years later would be Pearl Harbor after this quote. Here's what the real FDR said behind closed doors in front of three congressional committees as written down by Senator Lundeen, who was a member of one of those three committees. He said, and I quote this one named FDR, "I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people," that was the Illuminati and the elite, by the way, "ahead of all instruments," and instruments were the American citizens. Continuing, "I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. To hell with American people as far as democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business, infest America with all the aliens possible, and the last analysis, declare martial law, confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal is a failure, and I know it, but no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and programs." Unquote. This quote was written down by Senator Lundeen and given to William G. Carr to put down in Red Fog Over America, 1955, first edition. That's FDR. Now, his upper-level cousin, Churchill, you heard me exactly right, wasn't any better. I got something on Churchill, too, to show you the real Churchill. You see, Churchill, well, I guess the best way to tell you would be this way. Historian Colin Simpson, Cunard Shipping Lines, owner of the Lusitania, turned the ship over to British Lord First Admiralty Winston Churchill. Break. Churchill was a Knight of Malta, by the way. Another murderer. Continuing. The ship was sent to New York City, where it was loaded with 6 million rounds of ammunition, bought and paid for by J.P. Morgan and Company. Before it set sail for England, the German government warned Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan and President Woodrow Wilson that it would be sunk and innocent passengers killed. Wilson and Bryan did nothing. As the ship entered the English Channel on May the 7th, 1915, Churchill ordered the single British escort ship to abandon the Lusitania. And now a setting duck, it was sunk by three German U-boats. And 1,201 innocent lives were lost. One well-known author of a book on the Lusitania called it the foulest act of willful murder ever committed on the seas, unquote, by Winston C. Churchill. Family, they all work together, and they all have the same agenda. Only thing that is different about them is they sometimes have inner fighting, that's all. Snakes fight each other, you know that, right? Family, this is the truth I'm telling you. FDR's involvement goes all the way back to his family in 1841 when Clinton Roosevelt passed on a document he wrote to Karl Marx. Karl Marx plagiarized it and called it the Communist Manifesto. Clinton Roosevelt wrote The Science of Government Founded on Natural Laws, 1841. Karl Marx just plagiarized it. There's your communism. Came from Jesuits, Italian, Illuminati. They weren't Jews. Let me say it again. They weren't Jews. Manzini was no Jew. And the Italian Illuminati, they're not Jews. They're Roman Catholic. Doggone it. It's not about any culture. It's about a Luciferian agenda that they're all in on. That's what it's all about. Until you know the enemy, you're not going to find an adequate response for it. And they're keeping that from y'all. Mikhail Gorbachev, December 1988. Further global progress is now possible only through a quest for universal consensus in the movement toward a new world order. You have the Gorbachev Foundation. We're supposed to be in one in 1943, but that failed to happen in six phases. Hitler went his own way. He broke away from the agenda he was in part of. The Japanese failed to neutralize the West Coast as they were supposed to do. See, God's in control. Even FDR said, and I quote, "In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happened, you can bet it was planned that way." He also said that presidents are never elected. They're appointed. That's the truth. It's the most amazing masquerade, most amazing secrets I've ever seen. Now they want you to see it. They're going to play another dialectic on you. Now, the black nobility are all your kings and queens at the highest level. That's the real nobility of this world. Presidents and prime ministers are nothing more than shoeshine boys. Putin, Obama, man, they're nothing. They could be replaced in a heartbeat. They do not control their countries. The Vatican does. And the Vatican is controlled by the Italian Illuminati, Orsini's. Orsini, Pepe Orsini, is a gray pope. The gray pope, between the white pope, Francis, and the black pope, Nicholas Adolfo, at least the one on the outer side. And he controls both of them. Orsini is the Italian Roman Illuminati connection, Pepe Orsini, to the actual Italian Illuminati families. I've named them before. John Coleman actually names them also. And Springmeier, before he turned around the other way, goes against the Bible. They're all turning. Man, it's disappointing. It's very disappointing that these people turn away from God, pretending to be with God, but turn away from His holy word. You can't have it both ways. They need to be exposed so they won't mislead other people, no matter what it takes. These people have got to be exposed. Because good people are listening and trusting, and they're being lied to by Spring Meyer and the rest of them. Rob Sheba and a whole lot of them, Quayle. I'll prove that a little later. But what Feinstein said, he misled the lie. He's misleading a lot of veterans. I'm a veteran, and I'm tired of it. They're trying to incite us again like they did in the Bonus Army. They're trying to incite us again to go against the government. And they're working for the government. They're working for the Illuminati to instigate. The way they do this, the strategists, create the problem by funding, assembling, and training an opposition group. And this, to whatever established political power they wish to imping upon and create a conflict. The opposition groups have been identified in the press as freedom fighters or liberators or so forth. It's always the same. In the 1776, it was the same. Kosovo is the same. Every war is the same thing. No different. So, for example, in Kosovo, it was the Kosovo Liberation Army. Their movement was Balikumtar. To set up some sort of a... to set up a nationality for them. They didn't have one of sorts, so Kosovo was chosen. Hitler, 10,000 Nazis came over to the United States in 1945, and immediately they set up an operation called Operation Fiend to attack Albania, like kind of like Bay of Pigs. But it failed miserably in 1940s. So they had to readjust and bring in Tito, son of Churchill, another Freemason, to set up Yugoslavia. And then they balkanized it, divided it, and you got the whole point. That's how it works. They always adjust accordingly. So the KLA, for example, in Kosovo, just like the Afghans, Afghanistan, and it's all the same. The leader of the established political power is demonized, always. Referred to as a little Hitler, just another Hitler. Always do it. Just take your pick. Saddam Hussein, Milosevic, Gaddafi. Man, they're all Freemasons anyway. You heard me exactly right. Milosevic, Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, we're all Freemasons. It's a game. So now the same New World Order strategists are also involved in arming and advising the leader, the established power. So the conflict is drawn to the world stage by the media outlets. And I proved Friday that all the media is controlled. They assign editors to each one, each paper, each radio station, directors. It controls what's put out 100%. They have a barrage of photos and videotape reports, horrific and bloody atrocities, suffering civilians, Hollywood at its best. They'll murder people just to put it on the air. So the cry goes up, something's got to be done. And that's a desired reaction, spurred on by those they play act. Just like that young girl in the Kuwait. They were killing the babies in the incubators. That was a lie from the pit of hell. I can't believe this young lady would lie like that on TV. It's proven to be a lie, too. They had to get the desired reaction. Hillary was really pushing for it. That's a fox in the hen house. So the New World Order puppeteers provided the solution by sending UN peacekeepers. Bosnia or UN coalition force to go for. NATO bombers and soon ground troops, Yugoslavia. And Wesley Clark, he was a Rhodes Scholar, is a Rhodes Scholar. He's a liar. Wesley Clark is a Rhodes Scholar. And Cecil Rhodes, the Rhodes Scholarship, only goes to those that are working for the New World Order. Naomi Wolf, you have some sports stars at Rhodes Scholar. They'll work other areas. Billy Bob Clinton is a Rhodes Scholar. Family, they're all under the same agenda. Structurally, the New World Order pyramid is dominated by international bankers. the bankers are really Irish, not Jewish. They got to turn it toward the Jewish to, so it won't be turned toward the real perpetrators, the Knights Templar. You got the pharmaceutical cartels, major multinational corporations, royal family of the England, House of Windsor. They are descendants of the German arm of the European royalty. You got the Illuminati, this bloodline, Committee of the 300, they call them, Club of Rome, one of the most powerful implementation enforcement arms working under the Committee of the 300, is the Club of Rome. Depopulation. In other words, murder people. We'll get around to that shortly. Now, understand, all this I'm telling you, they lose. There's no way possible they can win because God is in control. He allows evil to move along so he can separate the wheat and the tares, you see? Satan spreads his wings, his feathers like a peacock. That's all he's got. God owns the farm. Now, the United Nations, the United Nations, along with other agencies working for the UN umbrella, like the World Health Organization, of which Brock Chisholm was a director in 1946, these are full-time players in the scheme. I, in fact, worked for OSCE for a period of time where I became a whistleblower. I've been in the middle of this whole darn thing most all my career, it seems like. I've been in the shadows of it in Kosovo, Saudi Arabia, Congo. So it's not like I've been sitting here in an armchair quarterback. I've been in the middle of it, actively participating. I'm a whistleblower from 2005 about Kosovo. Then in 2006, when I was in the Congo as a project manager for a State Department intel project, I started discovering about the Illuminati and all these other connections. The leaders of all industrial countries like the United States, England, Germany, Italy, Australia, New Zealand, are active and fully cooperative participants of this conspiracy. They've kept secret for so long. Now they're letting you know about it because they're bringing in the dialectic, the solution. You know, it doesn't matter whether Bill Clinton or Bob Dole would have won the presidency in 96. Family, they are cousins with Cheney and Bush, Colin Powell. These are bloodline cousins going back to Charlemagne and King John. Do you understand how deep this goes? Romney is a part of a cousinry of this bloodline. There's scam being played on American people. And our troops are being identified and are being taken out by design, by suicide. Why isn't somebody doing something? Because they're held together by this blood oath they take at Knights of Malta, Freemasonry, and the others. Bunch of liars. They take a blood oath against mankind and against God and against their own brotherhood. Anybody here that's not a team player in this group are taken out. Ali Bhutto, Aldo Moro, President Kennedy, and it goes all the way back. Lincoln, back. Most of the major wars, political upheavals, economic depressions, recessions of the 20th century were carefully planned and plotted, instigated by the machinations of these elites. You won't hear a Harvard professor talk about that because he's too chicken-hearted to tell the truth. You know why? I'll tell you exactly why. Besides being cowards, educational cowards, I'll tell you why. Yeah, I'm on a rampage this week. I'm going to get down to it. Georgia Ann Geyer, syndicated columnist in 1990, under the Clinton administration, of course, said, I quote, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities, unquote. Roger Kimball, educator, said, and I quote, about 89, he said, and I quote, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu, that's Marxism and humanism, at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. Herbert London, 2 years early, 1987, of New York University, said, I quote, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar, unquote. And you know what the humanist agenda is, really? They make sure their curriculum, the government makes sure it's legislation. They use a dialectic to ensure the following. To deny the existence of God. Deny the existence of a soul. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. Their motto is, do as thou wilt. Deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed to us by the U.S. Constitution. Now, the Constitution was rendered null and void, very sneaky-like, in 1938 by Tompkins versus Erie Railroad. Lincoln put us under martial law before he kind of turned around later. Then, of course, he turned around and was going to disassemble this New World Order like Kennedy was, and knew what happened there. Lincoln was not a Freemason. Neither was JFK, by the way. It's very significant. Well, when Bush said the Constitution is nothing but a GD piece of paper, it's all representative of every one of our American presidents. So when they say we're going to restore the Constitution, and they got secret society members leading this thing, a big question mark goes up in my head, what are they up to? Ask Kolmanov, check his back in Russia in 1917. Check out General Butler, 1932, and you'll find out they're setting you up, man. I talked about that last week. Something else they got. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. They will push through euthanasia, abortion. Now you see where this is coming from. It's how they do it. In these Bilderberg meetings, the Club of Rome, and so forth, they have specific objectives to fulfill the agenda of the secular humanism. Belgium's already done it. They claim that they can only be successful in creating their utopia, New World Order, by establishing a world government or New World Order. And one of the most important precepts, I quote the Humanist Manifesto, they believe that the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Now you know why they want men and women equal on equal terms. Now you know why they want women in frontline units. Ruth Bader Ginsburg submitted this report in 1978 to do just that, lift the ban on women on frontline units. That lasted for 30-some years, that recommendation, until finally last year in June, Panetta lifted the ban on women in frontline units, knowing very well the Pandora's box would be let out. And Joint Chief of Staff, working for the Council of Foreign Relations, the Illuminati, sat on their hands because they were under bondage, as they all are, of a blood oath. You must destroy the family to destroy a country. In this case, they turn around in a manifesto. To obtain world peace, you have to destroy the traditional family. Traditional family was set up by God. Now you get it? Oh, that's just one small part of the Humanist Manifesto. Those are the basic points of it. So then you start looking at the news articles today, and you see how they apply the events going on today, because they got to tell you what they're doing before they do it. Therein lies a strength and a weakness. So, what's been planned and instigated perfectly? World War I. I'd say that's significant. Rockefeller's made $200 million on that war. World War II, we funded. Tavistock trained Hitler. The Great Depression was planned in 1910. The Bolshevik Revolution of 1917. The riot, and we funded, Wall Street funded the Bolshevik Revolution. Wall Street funded Adolf Hitler. The Bolsheviks were funded by Wall Street. The rise of Nazi Germany. The Vietnam War was planned to lose. The Korean War was planned to lose. The UN Administrative Act, a war that was planned to lose. I got the evidence on it. The 1991 Gulf War. Gulf War Syndrome was a created virus. War in Kosovo. That was the assignment given to Billy Bob Clinton. That's another lie, because I was there for 5 years in Kosovo watching the lying that the NATO did, UN did, and our own administration at the embassies. They were no part of me when I was giving them information. They wanted me to shut up, and I wouldn't. That's why my 7-year contract ended up being 5. Yeah, well, I haven't been shutting up since. I've been talking ever since I left there in 2004. The instigation of a trumped-up war as a cover for massing fortunes can be dated back to the 12th century, when only a core group of 9 members of a society armed to the elite tribe called the Knights Templar. That's the enemy. Not Muslims, not Zionists. It's the Knights Templar. And they kicked off the Crusades to stop what the Vatican had started when they funded the Arab invading armies. The Vatican created from nothing, the Vatican created the religion of Islam in the 6th century. Then about 300 years later, give or take, they funded the invasion of Northern Africa. 3 provisos. 1, kill Christians and Jews. Call them infidels and kill them. That's correct. 2, secure Jerusalem for the Pope. And 3, protect Roman Catholics. That was 3 provisos. Well, they did everything for the Vatican except this one problem. The kings of the Muslim armies got a little too high and mighty. They wanted to come into Europe now. We're doing good. We want to keep going, man. We like this. And the Vatican said, no, we want Jerusalem now like we agreed upon. They said, no, we're coming to Europe. And thereby, they kicked off the Crusades. That was the purpose of Crusades. Start the fire that they had started. That lasted for over half a century. King of France, the King of France was a little leery that the Knights Templar would take his job, so he set out to arrest them. But not before giving them plenty of time to escape. Eventually, they resurfaced in Portugal, in Malta. Knights of Malta. Ding, ding. And Scotland, the Scottish Rites of Freemasonry. But this thing actually goes back to Nimrod. 3 generations after Noah. This acquisition and consolidation of ever-increasing wealth and political power and its control over others is a motivating force that drives decisions of the New World Order strategist. So this toil on human life and suffering, the loss of innocent lives, is a non-issue for these individuals. They don't care. These are our presidents, congressmen, CEOs, Bohemian Grove of every country. They're aligned with very dark spiritual forces and malevolent aliens. They're not aliens. They're demons. There's no aliens out there. Aliens do not exist. But fallen angels do. And demons, they do. Organizations and political elements of the New World Order include Majesty 12, the Illuminati, Order of the Quest, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, the Executive Commission of the Council of Foreign Relations, that's the American Illuminati, the PI-40 Committee, Jason Group, Club of Rome, The Group, the European equivalent to CFR, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Open Friendly Secret Society, the Rosicrucians, which Ron Paul's a member, his son, I'm not sure what membership he is, but you can guarantee he's a member of Secret Society, is O'Rand there, named after Ayn Rand, a humanist, and a Brotherhood for the Dragon or Snake, the Russell Trust, the Black Families of Europe, Satanists, not color of skin, Skull and Bones, Scroll and Key, Knights of Malta, Illuminati Arm of the Freemasons. Oh, it just goes and goes and goes in a pyramidal type structure. Now you got the idea? I'm trying to show you what you're up against. But they've lost this already. And the only way is through Jesus. That's the main number one point. There is no way possible they can win in the end. God's just given them enough rope to hang themselves. An opportunity for others to come to Jesus, even them. He gives us opportunity. Do we take it? Well, that's up to the individual. Now, family, I've not even begun to strike the surface on this at all. I've just barely touched upon it to show you what's really going on behind the scenes. The truth of this agenda. The truth of this conspiracy as it lies. No pun intended, I guess. Their goals, pretty much, is an old idea of having a controlled and planned world society that really is a merger of two systems that was the Soviet system and the capitalist system together. But out of it will come an efficient, they think, a planned society. It's family. A new world order is what they plan. A world governance, not world government, but world governance. Merger of capitalism and communism together. A population reduction. In their beliefs, the elite are obsessed with overpopulation. They've written down about it for centuries. The Georgia Guidestones is telling you what they're going to do before they do it. They want a global population of 500 million or less. That means 6 billion people must die over the coming century. A return to feudalism. They actually believe that the world is simply consuming far too many resources. And you know the prize? The prize is North American continent. The New Atlantis. A scientific dictatorship. Family, they're not going to get it. They're going to cause a whole lot of trouble on the way to it. The strategy is one of the most important parts of it, obviously. They need to control only a certain finite aspects of society, and they have. And they are education, how the population of the future will behave. Money sets you up since the beginning of time of trinkets and items and doodads to trade off for services. I'll leave it like that very simply. Sets you up for the mark of the beast in technology. The means of holding wealth and exchanging goods. A way that they get us to dig for the minerals they want for their alchemy. Gold, diamonds, copper. Yeah, that's, how about that? That's what that's all about. They need these minerals to conduct alchemy, to allow a manipulation of particles so they can come from one portal to the next, second heaven to the first, by using alchemy. They need these minerals. It has an effect on the physical environment. So they make it back up money, so we'll dig for it because the wealth is in the ground. Yeah, because they want it. You see what's being done to people? By the law. Education, money, law. To enforce the will of the state. A world law, world court is needed for a world state. Politics. The direction of the state and economy. They've got total control of this stuff right now. For the time being. You know, with money, the Rockefellers over here gained control of the media with money, 1915. Now, with media, the family gained control over public opinion. Today, it's TV, it's movies, all that is accountable for it under the Council of Foreign Relations. With control over public opinion, they gained control of politics. Well, there you go. And with control of politics, they take control of the nation. Number six, I can't count. Number five, history. What people believed happened in the past. In our history books, Americans, man, the British over there are laughing their butts off, man. Our history is so convoluted and full of baloney. It's not even funny. You actually believe that you're a sovereign nation. We're not. We're a colony of England right to now, today. We are a colony of England. And Canada, don't you laugh, because you are too. Australia, snapshot. You're also a colony. And Israel, oh, boy, you got a hard road to toe when this happens, let me tell you what. Because you're a British colony. That's all you are. You think you're the real Israel? Uh-uh. Not yet, you're not. But God used you to set up the real Israel is yet to happen. When the Hebrew Israelites, 144,000, come out, look out at the mid-tribulation. Oh, we're just getting started. History has not really begun yet. But the point of the matter is, our history is so messed up, it's not even, the history books are almost a joke. Mother Goose rhymes would be better off. Our history is horrible. It's a bunch of lies in the books. Psychology, the means of controlling how people think. Gestalt, Freud, all these guys were in fact avatars of the fallen angels. They attribute psychological principles incorrectly. They are demonic attacks. They are based on possession, not because your mother was this, that, or the other, or your father was so forth and so on, or you were abused back in all this. Demonic possession has got to be hidden, and that's how they hide it, through psychology. If that don't work, they pop pills in you. And that's what Ritalin and all this is about. Now you get the idea? Medicine. Pharmakia. Pharmacy. Pharmakia. Pharmacy. Pharmakia is the Greek word for sorcery. Do the math on that one. The power over health, life, and death. And alchemy. Religion, all religions, people's spiritual beliefs. See, Jesus Christ is not based on religion or Christianity even. Christianity was designed by Constantine, 325 A.D., to hide the truth about Jesus. Jesus is not about a religion. Jesus Christ is about your salvation and redemption by taking him as your Savior. Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, ism, whatever ism it is, it's set up of dogmas and criteria and beliefs established by man, not led by God, as a smorgasbord of how to placate the American public or European or wherever, Hinduism, Middle East, Orientals or whatever. You got it? Shintoism, shamanism. If it's an ism, it's of Satan. If it's an entity or a crat or whatever it is at the end of it, dogma, it's of Satan. And it has it placated. Lukewarm to Satanism. Anything in between, just take your pick. That would make God a liar now, wouldn't it? Think about it for a minute. Religion makes God a liar. So which is it, God? You could say, do I get reincarnated or do I inherit my own planet or is it okay to kill infidels? Well, so what's the story here? Or do I, Hinduism, Buddhism or whatever, and Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, what's the right one? Or all of them okay? Many different ways. That would make God a liar. There's only one way to heaven. That's through Jesus Christ. And any religion that exalts mankind is a false religion. It pretty much covers all of them. Philanthropy. So people will think well of the controllers. Well, 1921, J.P. Morgan created a depression. They don't talk about much. People panic. I'll save the day. J.P. Morgan flooded the market with money in 1921. He caused it, then he saved it. Rockefeller's murder, kill, and destroy, but they give $20 million to Harvard. How nice. You get the idea? They think they're going to buy their way into heaven? No. They got a first-class ticket to hell. Media. I've already discussed media. And continuity. The power to appoint who follows in your footsteps. Each bloodline, one generation to the next, is how they do it. They train their little pagans from 5, 6, 7, 8 years old to be death-defying little boogers. They'll murder, kidnap kids in front of them to see which ones are squeamish. They brainwash their own children and dedicate their lives to Lucifer at birth. That's when they step away, they die. John Todd is a good example. Several others have stepped away and they died, but they also were whistleblowers. Now they have key tactics. And one of the most major ones is false flag operations. Terror attacks created by them. Agent provocateurs. Incrementalism. Incrementalism or gradualism is kind of a process whereby the society is slowly engineered with our rights and freedoms are slowly eroded over time that you don't really notice it's happening or led to believe change is necessary. Change is necessary on only one item, and this change is not related to other changes. A good example of this, real world, and by an actual quote, was by Norman Mattoon Thomas, 1944. He said, and I quote, in 1944, he was a Socialist Party candidate for president in the United States. He said, and I quote, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism. But under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened." He went on to say, "I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform," unquote. That's what the Democrat Party does. Now, the Republican Party sets up the wars. So we'll fight. Spend for the military-industrial complex. Council national policy. It just goes on and on. Democrat Party works in the socialist-communist agenda. they work in concert with each other. Matter of fact, Martin Luther King said, "I fear we've been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties," unquote. Oh, he did. They use Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. They create a problem. They anticipate in advance the reaction the population will have in given crisis, and it conditions the people where the change is needed. When the population is properly conditioned through the media, other ways, the desired agenda of the ruling elite is presented as a solution. Solution isn't intended to solve the problem, but rather to serve as a basis for a new problem or exacerbate the existing one. That's how they do it. They've been doing it over and over and over in our history. Another strategy, shock and war. Secrecy. And what's called bread and circus. Now, what a bread and circus is, kind of like the Roman elite, they recognize in order to create a complacent population, it's very important to keep them in fat, keep them in bread, and happy, distracted. Circuses, having copious entertainment so they don't do too much thinking. And to this end, the television is the greatest method of distraction and mental manipulation ever created. And then the dumbing down of the population. You see, a well-informed, educated population is the last thing they want as they prepare to bring the people through the greatest period of change in human history. That's why they're changing the education, Common Core, No Child Left Behind. That's the purpose of that. Forced vaccinations at your schools is coming. Now, y'all got the idea how this really works? That's how it's working. Right before your eyes. Now, when I go through the news, I look at some of these agenda items, and again, I hate to tell you, but I have not even scratched the surface. I've just given you a brief overview of this. That in itself is a program of its own. Well, it looks like it's going to be one anyway. Anyway, so, for example, you bring in Muslims into an area like, what Muslims want to go up to Scandinavia? Come on now. Why would Muslims want to go to Scandinavia and then cause trouble where they're not even welcomed? Because of different religions. Doesn't matter who you are. It's just when you put one culture of A into a culture B, they're going to clash. Well, they know that. So they form up radical groups within on both sides and cause them to clash. That's the Hegelian dialectic. This is by design. To bring us to a one world order. You see what's going on? Quote, article. Now Muslim parents are complaining about flyers for Easter egg hunts, unquote. See how they do it? They remove school books. The Muslims will complain over this, or the whites will complain over the Muslims, or something. And they have this on by NAACP, ACLU. Instigate these complaints, cause changes to happen, and out of the chaos brings order. It's amazing how they do this. When you look at the articles, you can sit back and see how they're working. And when that happens in a certain state, a certain school, then they'll go to court. Something like that. And then what they'll do is set a precedence, and it'll happen nationwide. Because they'll print that article nationwide. That's how they work it. Every single case. Now, the one that's my pet peeve right now is this Operation American Spring. They're once again trying to set up a revolution. Now, you've got, for example, let me show you how to do this. this report. What's his name? Steve Quell Alert or something, whatever. Quote of the day by Diane Feinstein. She said, all vets are mentally ill in some way, and government should prevent them from owning firearms. Well, boy, that would tick me off, wouldn't it, you? If that's what she said. Well, that came on his quote, right? Well, no. What she said was, back in 2013 in April, she said that veterans should not be exempt from her proposed assault weapons ban, citing post-traumatic stress disorder as a concern. She did not say all veterans suffer from PTSD or that all veterans should not own guns. See how they twist it to tick you off. That's what they were doing. That's what Steve Quell did. She didn't say that. They twisted the words. However, 2006, Bush signed executive order of Veterans Disarmament Act, 2006, in preparation. Oh, they're up to no good, granted. But you got those thinking that's on our side. What they're doing is trying to instigate a violence and revolution by twisting the words on alternative news. That's my point. Tell it like it is, not like you want to say, but for political reasoning. They want you to rise up and fight to justify martial law. Just like FDR planned in 1933. Just like they planned in 1962. Just like Nixon planned with General Cushman in 1972-74. Just like they planned in 84-87, just like they planned in 1999. They never stopped planning. But God's in control. They never achieved it. Not yet. And we're looking every place else. Malaysia flight over here, Malaysia flight over there. Where is the Malaysia flight? That's what everybody's worried about. Or Dancing with the Stars or something on TV. You know that there's an article came out in August of 2013. Now, aren't we all Americans? Wouldn't you have Iraqi veterans or Marine Corps veterans that are retired and they would become, say, working for a prison or a police department somewhere or maybe even a government agency? And they were from Iraq, Afghanistan, fought with each other against the terrorist, and if they come back to the United States and you get the militia, they're going to join the militia, aren't they? Because they see now, the threat because of the news media. Oh, the government's a threat. Oh, yeah. So they're going to join the militia, aren't they? And they're going to have the government, the fake Muslim government that is already set up. Obama's the fake Muslim. It's all set up. So you're naturally going to join the militia against the Muslim government. It's all play-acted, family. Y'all been led down the Primrose Path on the highest level. So now they got to get rid of the military personnel. It began back in 1945, but today, 22 suicides per day. That's not post-traumatic stress. That's technology and murder. Well, so that they come back, they get out of the military, they're veterans, partners over there. Some of them join the police departments, or FEMA even, an officer, or gunnery sergeant, or E7, E8 will join FEMA because of the experience they got and all that. Somebody else goes to the militia, someone else goes retired, whatever. Well, what's changed? Nothing. But now you come over here, and some of these alternative news stations are saying the militia is the enemy, and the police departments are the enemy of each other, and FEMA is the enemy. Wait a minute here. Something's happening here. Something ain't right. You had Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, quote, warns desert militias they face being shot, unquote. What? A tough talking sheriff. Still probably looking for Obama's birth certificate. What a ridiculous ridiculous plan. That's to keep everybody busy. Sheriff Mack and Apayo looking for Obama's birth certificate, keeping you all busy. Surely these men have more maturity than this. Something's wrong. But this tough-talking sheriff told civilian border patrols they could end up with 30 rounds fired into them by one of his deputies if they don't lose their weapons. Say what? What are you talking about? And what's one of the deputies was going to shoot one of his buddies that may be over there? What's the deal here? How come y'all can't figure this out? Cops? Militia? Somebody's trying to mess with you. These secret societies, you need to get rid of them. You need to renounce the blood oath. Get out of these stupid secret societies. Christian Identity. All these organizations and movements and whatever else. Because they're using them to have us to fight each other. Why are we fighting each other? Why are we fighting FEMA? Unless there's a bigger objective. That might be the reason of what I was talking about a little while ago. That there's something bigger going on here. They caused us to fight each other in the 1860s. Doggone it, they're going to do it again. They caused us to go against each other in 1932-33, Bonus Army, and they're going to do it again. Don't we ever learn? I thought the enemy was Nazism, fascism, terrorism, communism, other things, extraterrestrials even. No, FEMA is the enemy. Homeland Security is the enemy. Militia, you're the enemy. No, you're the enemy. We're neighbors. Yeah, but you're still the enemy. They go along with this stuff. You see? I just sat back and watched it. Man, I tell you, Americans, what are you doing? Won't y'all just go to a buffet and just eat a buffet salad and just get down with it? You know what I mean? And tell these leaders that are secret society members, like Jerry Boykin, Wesley Clark, Oliver North, all these are Knights of Malta, to get out of there or just get away. Quit trying to make us fight each other. Because their idea is a greater Atlantis. You see? That's the big picture. And that's what's going on right now. And they're going to march against the government. Marches never work, never have, never will. It affords the opportunity for the Illuminati to pick out who's marching. Very simple. There they are. Or to start a riot, justify martial law. Go on ahead. You see, that's what it's all about. You know, and you have all these guys like Kokesh and Rykoff or whatever, a CFR member, and one's a Freemason. Chris Fitzgerald, We Are Change, Luke Randowski, whatever his name is. And you got a bunch of others that work for the Illuminati, work for Freemasons, pretending to be on our side, and they're not. Oh, man, I tell you, it's just mind-blowing, isn't it? Oh, by the way, I want to remind you all, as we come to the top of the hour, that we are played in various networks. HighPointRadio.net plays us in New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, randomly. KBLU Radio and Blue Raven Network plays us simulcast. My website, watchmenforjesus.com. I've got archives of my shows, programs, Bible studies there. And some studies I've done. It's a real simple website, but a lot of information on a few of the projects I've done. Just go there and look at them. Download them, do whatever. tonight, 8 to 10, you can also hear me on RevelationRadioNetwork.com, but I also tape record it or record it like I'm doing right now on my own network at the same time. I simulcast my simulcast. You know, so you can listen to me here or Blog Talk Radio when you go to RevelationRadioNetwork.com or just come to my network here. I'll be on from 8 to 10 tonight. Tuesday through Friday, Bible study, 7:30 to 9 p.m. And, of course, Monday through Friday is my regular broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Now, can you handle the truth of this real agenda, this real conspiracy? And the setup of our veterans, the setup of America, again, for another USA revolution to justify martial law. Or if they get Obama, say, well, okay, they'll play act it, and they'll have him resign, and Biden will resign, and Holder and whatever. Oh, we won! That's another dialectic, family. They're going to trick you again. Pot for the kettle. In the meantime, they have targeted our children, your children, our children, because they are going to be the parents of the next generation that they're targeting for 2025. That's a specific target date. They're going to use, felons from various prisons as the police force. They planned this for the longest time. Adolf Hitler did this. The National Police, it will take the place of the police nationwide in the North American Union. They've already started using felons trained in Christian identity to infiltrate into the police departments. They're the ones that are doing all the tyrannical anti-type incidents that you hear about. The good cops are, I don't know what side they're on. I know they'll be targeted, though, once the New World Order takes over. They reject the American police force. They will not let them loose. They will be targeted. That's what Hitler did. That's what's going to happen here. So the felons, 175,000, 200,000, under the multi-jurisdictional task force, will take over as a national police force. They already tried that in Hardin, Montana, as a project. And the logo was a Serbian coat of arms. They're not telling you about that. Now, the children from high school to college is very crucial at this period of time. And they're going to use those children today as the parents for the children of tomorrow, and those to have the great falling away they think will be their world order and their new culture when it reduces the population of the baby boomers and above. That's where all the depopulation plan comes from. Another threat to your children is the ones that's identified, targeted for satanic sacrifices. I know that sounds crazy, but 1 million children are missing every year. Your Child Protective Service was going to be taken out by Senator Schaefer. She was murdered not long after she submitted the project and her efforts to take down the Child Protective Service. She was murdered by her husband, and he shot himself. They can't decide whether it's the head or the chest he shot himself, though. But she's going to take him down. The Child Protective Service kidnaps the children for the CIA to use, the Pentagon and so forth. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. The experimentation is horrific. But Child Protective Service is just one of many ways they collect the children for their use. I covered this past Friday a method by which some methods of how you can protect your children. Now, I was going to talk about that a little bit toward the end here. I'll talk about it all this week, actually. Because April is the worst time. April is the absolute worst for kidnapping children. The ones that don't already have. The end of April is a time of human sacrifice. This is what's going on even at the Pentagon, in London, every other country that has Illuminati and these bloodline families. April is one of the worst months, and May. And you got the teachers today. I mean, it's like a pandemic. A victim film teacher performing a sex act on him. I mean, this is like every month is a teacher after teacher. What's this, a pandemic? What, are they got a drug they're taking to get them all sexed up or something, or what? What's going on all of a sudden? There's a reason behind it, but I don't want to pass on that you can create school safety policies. I used to teach it. Protection against violence and student crime with supervision. Protection against potentially dangerous students or identifiable. Protection against dangerous persons admitted to school in negligent manner. Protection from negligency. Oh, selected, retained, retrained school administrators, teachers, or staff. A security plan to be prepared. They're not doing it. They're showing how your children, I'm getting down to it in a minute, are vulnerable, even from teachers. This is part of the reasoning. They're putting it all in the media, and I'll tell you why. Because they want our Congress to sign, approve the UN International Rights of the Children. Sounds good, don't it? I mean, our children are being attacked by teachers, taking advantage of them and all this, and parents turning bad on them and so forth and so on. But here's the rub. The UN International Rights of the Child, which we didn't sign in 1989, 1990, effectively takes control of your children away from you and puts it in the hands of the UN. That's the purpose of it. Now, while y'all looking over here at some Malaysia Flight 370, who cares about the stupid flight? In Oregon, they're passing euthanasia for the child to elect to kill themselves if they are disabled, they no longer want to live, and you won't have a word to say about it if they pass the International Rights of the Child. They're sneaking up on you. That's how they do it. Oregon will be the lead way. General Boykin is going to Oregon, I heard. Interesting coincidence. Belgium's already passed it. But see, it won't stop it. Disabled. That's the way they can justify it. They'll extend it. When your children get involved with drugs, marijuana, Ouija board, all these things will influence them. Look right now. Look up, as I'm speaking, the number of suicides as a result of the Ouija board. Do I have to tell you to look up the number of suicides as a result of drugs? Oh, you see, drugs, marijuana, all of it, opens up portals allowing demonic possession. And that demonic possession then rears up your child to want to kill themselves as a sacrifice to Lucifer. That's the bottom line. That's what abortions are all about. It's child sacrifice of the Mayans made legal today. No different at all. That's the main purpose of it. Wicca nurses and warlock doctors and high-level masons, they know this already. Protect your children. Keep your eyes on them, even from school. Speak out against the international rights of the child because they're going to sneak it in on you so they can take over your children. And you can't say a word about it. And then fight against that euthanasia. Focus on Oregon to stop the passing of that euthanasia bill. There's things people can do. Armed revolution falls right in the hands of the Illuminati to justify martial law. And you'll want it too. But talk to your children. Never take rides from strangers. But we get down to it. Never take gifts from strangers. Stay close to mom and dad in public. I wouldn't recommend putting a leash around them. But train them to stay close to you. Keep your eyes on them. Always let your parents know where you are. Practice this stuff. Always get help if there's trouble. Teach them how to dial 911. Teach them what to do in case, and practice it at home. Never open the door to a stranger. That's a big one right there. All these things mean something, but when you get so busy in your routine, sometimes you forget this. The schools, they're a problem. I'll tell you why. Charles Francis Potter, in 1930, summed it right up. He said, every public school is a school of humanism. Every public school. So they do not have your best interest in mind. The public schools are controlled by Freemasonry, as are police departments, doctors, dentists, and so forth. Y'all see how it's connected? Now, this is hard to take. I mean, it's hard, you know, I mean, it's like, oh, man, can't you chill, brother? No, I can't chill because I see the tsunami coming. And I just can't chill. I mean, once you see this big picture, the world looks differently. You know, you see things a different way when you see the reality of this one conspiracy. And it's real, man. It's amazing how these people set this thing up. Charles Francis Potter said, and I quote, 1930, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism, unquote. So you got local schools that could form committees or task force. They could have crime prevention or expertise developed, a crisis management plan. But your Eastern Stars and Freemasons might interfere, slow things down. That's the problem, especially in church. A few pastors told me that they were approached at several of their sermons and told not to preach about adultery and other things like that on the pulpit. Now, we know about it, but you don't need to be talking about it on the pulpit. They're controlled by the 501c3 tax-exempt status. The government tells your church what it will preach and what it won't preach, what Bibles to use, what not to use. The King James Bible is the only true word of God. And those that are against it, which, you know, Springmeyer, Skiba, Sheba, whatever, Quayle, Dizdar, Marzulli, all of them. So, well, it's a good Bible, but there's other Bibles. Well, no, there's not at all. King James only, and no one can prove otherwise. They say they can, but they can't. They get mad at you, they block you. They can't prove not one thing. King James Bible stands alone as the sole word of God. There are no others. They're trying to push that nonsense about Enoch. The book of Enoch is not written by Enoch. parts of it's true, a lot of it's false. You say, well, Tom, where are you going with this? We're talking about kids, they ain't talking about the book. Family's all connected. That's an interesting part about talking about this, is you connect every bit of this together. I got a program that I've worked up. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it, but a documented program of what to talk about to the schools. But family, these people don't want to hear nothing. It's frustrating. Very frustrating. And then I learned that all schools are schools of humanism and the Freemasons control it, and I knew why. Because when you start becoming non-politically correct, well, they don't want to do much. Because they fall along the humanist manifesto. So your training could be at home, homeschooling. You're not going to get it at school. And the teachers have to keep quiet because they'll lose their jobs if they don't. They're under blood oath not to protect the kids and to train them stupidly. I'm getting tired of it, I tell you. And I don't know, you know, it's just frustrating. It really is. I feel like your hands are tied. You see it coming. You try to do something about it. People say, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know. They run away. And don't change a thing. I personally believe in going straight into the wind and cut right through it. Not run, not go with it, but go against it. To tell the truth. Go against the current thinking of a Luciferian. This is the majority of what's going on today, is this Luciferian agenda. That's the point I've been trying to make throughout this broadcast today. I think I did a poor job because it is so massive. 2 hours won't even begin to cover it. I do have on my website, I have a timeline that goes back to 1700s till to date. And it's pretty set, and I used it for a number of years to guide me along in this crazy agenda they have, because I said, this can't be right. And I started putting things in the perspective, dates, it all worked out. And I said, oh my gosh, this thing is real. The conspiracy. I've been there too. I didn't believe in this conspiracy. Though it's too massive. But it's all connected. And so I left that timeline on my website. You're free to go look at it and do whatever, but you can see how the events all pan out. We got 10 minutes to go in this final segment today. I do want to warn you all that this month, especially during the month of Easter, the week of Easter, I'll probably talk about it this week, before the 17th and to the 19th and 21st, they normally have blood sacrifices during that period of time. Some mass casualty incident very well could happen. These sacrifice of lives renders up soul energy. This is alchemy. That's absorbed by these demonic entities to allow them to possess, allow them to come into this realm. Now that's Watchmen for Jesus 105. I mean, this is a supernatural situation we're dealing with, and that's what really boils down to. Life for the Nephilim. Family, they're getting ready to pull something. But no matter what they pull, they lose. But we're going to go through a lot. It's called the tribulations. It hadn't started yet. But set up plans in your homes of what you're going to do in times of some insurrection. Gang action in certain cities. What are you going to do? Where's your safe room in your homes? If you have to gain weapons, where are they? Where can your kids go to hide if they have to protect themselves? You better start thinking about it. Because those days are coming. Don't know when, but I feel my job is to warn people of these coming times. I'm very serious about this. is a little bit intense, granted, say the least. But there are ways. I have several plans here that I've actually did some CDs, but I don't sell CDs. I don't get into all that. But, you know, I find that schools aren't interested. I find that people find it, oh, it's so negative. Yeah. Ain't going to prepare for it. Child kidnapping. Little simple things you can teach your children. And you have to practice it. I talked about this last week on Friday. On how your child can protect themselves. At 3 to 6 years old and 7 to 12. And certain techniques they can use and what to look out for. I talked about that this past week. You can go back and look at my archives. But you have to practice it. And so when people practice it, it makes them scared. Why am I practicing this? That's so negative. It makes me fearful. Well, the situation that happens is definitely fearful. Percent of U.S. combat veterans are on anti-psychiatric drugs. 70%. Now, if you look up right now, pills approved FDA by FDA with microchips inside of them. So that means when you take the pill, the microchip gets in the bloodstream. It's trained somehow or another to stop in the brain and lodges there. Dentists in the VA centers and naval hospitals and so forth implant devices in the septum of Navy, Air Force, Marines, whatever. You don't believe me? Well, right now, look up 7,800 veterans are suing DOD and CIA for septal implants they found. There's a lawsuit going on about that. Mm-hmm. Suicides, 26, 22 per day. Being orchestrated. But the one thing to watch out for that's going to upset everything in this world for you. And this is New Age philosophy. The one named Sananda Emanuel, I've said many times, the one they're trying to get people to say is Yeshua, Jeshua, and other names that just Dickens to pronounce, Yahushua, whatever, is a fake Jesus. It's coming. It's called disclosure. The one named Sananda Emanuel. The Jesus you think is Jesus in the portraits is Sananda. That's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's why they're trying to get everybody to say Yeshua. Jeshua. Yahweh. These kind of names. All this is connected together. Isn't that amazing? All this is connected. I keep track of it every single day. In different articles and so forth. And you start seeing things pan out. Because they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Problem is, what I call it, you have to eat the chicken, spit out the bones. They give you some truth, like Alex Jones, for example. They work for the Illuminati. They're controlled opposition. I'll tell you what, tomorrow, I got some background information on the different ways that they use to fool you. I can do that tomorrow. How about that? The different ways that controlled opposition fools the American public, European public too, and also how the preachers on the pulpits are fooling their parishioners. I can discuss that tomorrow in the age of deception. And you're getting fooled not only on the radio and TV by clever design, but also on the pulpits, as they're trained to do, to hide the fact that Jesus Christ is the only way, by repenting of sins between you and Jesus alone, by faith, taking Him as your Savior. That is the only answer you got. It's the only one that will work. It's not about bringing back the republic. If God wants to, he can do it. But if we turn away from him, why should he? While they're fighting for the republic, bringing back the Constitution, all that sort of thing, at the same time, passing laws for homosexual marriage. It's against the Bible. And God is the ruler of this universe. He's the creator of the universe. He says no. So they're, it's like a neutral stand here that's going to lose. God's not going to bless a country that passes laws against him. People aren't talking together. Why would he do that? Can anybody answer me that question? See, they're working against it. One step forward, three steps back is what's going on. And they know that too, though, by the way, the Wicca. The old Luciferians. Well, family, I got to get going here. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the ways they deceive. So you want to look out for solutions. Family, look up. Jesus Christ is coming back. They lost already. But in the meantime, we got to deal with them. And that's through the Holy Spirit. Because you're not alone. He's with you. And only through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, can you come out on top on this. If you don't, you're in a whole hurt locker. If you're a Freemason, you can renounce that blood oath and God will not hold you responsible. All sin is forgiven, except for blasphemy or unbelief. I'd be getting out of the Freemasons if I were you. Like real quick. Y'all have a great night. And tonight, 8 o'clock, being Revelation Radio Network. And you can also hear me at this channel or at my website, watchmenforjesus.com, 8 to 10 tonight as well. Family, I hope I opened up some eyes. I think I had some new folks tonight. I don't know. But I laid the groundwork to let you know there's more to what's going on in the news than what meets the eye. And you're not being told it. And veterans, you got to watch your back. The enemy is within. Those that claim to be on your side are not on your side if they belong to a secret society. They're lying to you. That's why they took the blood oath. Y'all have a great night. God bless. And this is the Watchman for Jesus. Signing off. Every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. Good night. God bless. And the program will continue with a 24-hour loop as soon as I sign off. Hey, signing off. Good night.